schools are sus. Without reading powerful books written by wise beings, all we can really do is come up with half-baked conspiracy theories. Does high school work, or does it destroy creativity, uniqueness, and self-esteem? Does college work, or is everyone participating in a mutually beneficial dog and pony show? Are we supposed to just get a job or build a career? And what about startups and entrepreneurship and invention? These questions matter. If you are in high school and high school isn't working or working out, then what actually is going on is that you are falling behind on knowledge and wisdom. It is not that high school becomes easy or irrelevant when it's ineffective, but that all this knowledge that would give you more insight into the world is stolen from you. Without that empowering knowledge, a good grasp on the human condition, a good intuition for liars, manipulators, and cheaters, without being well grounded in reality, we'll be forced into desperation, into confusion, and all too easily swayed from the paths that we want to walk on. With a real education, you can operate an online business, or write software, or become an art fanatic and illustrator without any upfront investment. You gain so much support from what you can do that poverty ceases to be frightening, and you are allowed to develop further. In school, we face this notion of grades and GPA that always somehow belittles us in the end. And then we are led through a standardized education under the banner of balance. A musician has little interest in biology beyond what a pleasant book provides. In the world of grades, it can only distract and hurt and interrupt their self-education. It appears that grades exist primarily for getting more funding, and they are fake, vague, and likely artificially manipulated to show progress. Participating in nonsense can only beget more nonsense. It is exhausting to try to figure all this out. But think of a religious college that puts science second to their particular religion. Think of a diploma mill and all the colleges that ended up losing accreditation for questionable practices. Think about all the happy students, all the hard-working teachers, all the nice ladies that made little jokes and loved the students they worked with. And consider this. The most complex of lies exist not just simply for gains, but also because it is highly unlikely or cost-prohibitive to prove wrongdoing, and downright impossible to prove ill intent. No university professor ever receives an email about now being able to pawn his loose-leaf books on the students. No dean ever asks the professors to let the students cram so that the college can keep their averages high and their accreditation. These things are implied, assumed, and above all, part of the very foundation of a for-profit non-profit that has lobbied not to forgive student loans due to bankruptcy. There is only one way to answer all these concerns, and that is to listen and perhaps read 5 to 15 books on each of these issues. We must not allow ourselves to be misled into a life of uneducation and desperation. A school that can't provide results better than you listening to a few dozen audiobooks on some fantastic adventure is pretty worthless. The first few years after school should be about us trying to build our own businesses, to see if there's perhaps something better than being overworked for the rest of our lives. Entrepreneurship is not something that we can memorize. Ideas behind our undertakings have to come from our hearts and souls. They need to move us. We need a real education for this. If school is not helping us to our independence, then we must switch to something better. Years go by pretty quickly when we are not progressing forward. And life has a way of getting ahead of us and challenging us with incredible complexity. I can't tell you if schools work or not, though I am certain that education is lifelong. And I can't pick your books for you, because only you know the questions that call to you. But I know that books, and especially narrated books and video lectures, that you arrange in a sequence that agrees with you and watch at the pace that works best for you, are a powerful way to gain knowledge and to step ever closer towards wisdom, and without any distractions. We owe it to ourselves to find books that help us away from mediocrity and help us inherit lifetimes of functional wisdom towards authenticity and our independence,